The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
The man who brags that he runs things in his house is probably talking about the lawnmower, the vacuum cleaner, the baby carriage, the errands, and sometimes even the car.
Now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. If the members of the Laugh Club will sit down, we'll be able to proceed. How are you today, Ginger?
Envious. It's my girlfriend, Mary Jane. She was married just 2 years ago, and yesterday she had twins.
Well, that's nice. Were they boys or girls?
Well, one was a boy and the other's a girl. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Now, don't be envious of her, Ginger. Maybe you'd get a husband, too, if you weren't so picky. Now, what do you want most in a man? Brains, money, or appearance?
Appearance, and the sooner the better.
Ginger, let me give you some advice. The best thing is for you to forget the fellas. You've got to give up going out so much and live a nice, quiet life. That's the best thing for you to do.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Holtz, but I don't deserve the best. What's second best?
Well, Ginger, I know that somewhere in the world there's a girl number than you. But where is she? Where is she? Here's a story about a man who gets on a train in Chicago. He's going out, way out to California, and he's sitting in the train. Along comes the conductor. The conductor hollers out, "Everybody, have your tickets ready. Have your tickets ready." And he goes to his fellow. He says, "You got your ticket?" "Well," he says, "I haven't got any ticket." "You have no ticket and you're going to California? Why?" "He says, I'll tell you that." "He says, I'm all alone in the world." "He says, I have one daughter. She's out in California. She's going to be married. I haven't seen her in 5 years. She's the only person I have in the world," he says. "And if I don't get to California to see my daughter," he says, "I'd rather be dead." So the conductor started crying. He says, "I have a daughter, too. I know just how you feel." He says, "It's okay. Don't say anything to anybody or I'll lose my job. You sit right there and go to California." And he starts to leave, and he looks under the seat, and there he sees another guy. So he pulls the guy out. He says, "So what are you doing there?" He says, "I'm going to California." He says, "Have you got a ticket?" He says, "No." He says, "Well, what are you doing on the train?" He said, "He invited me to the wedding."
You know, Mr. Holtz, I'm going horseback riding with Jack Jessup tomorrow morning.
You're going horseback riding? Well, that's romantic.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Holtz. The last time we went, we stopped to give the horses a rest, and Jack's horse kissed my horse.
Jack's horse kissed your horse, yes?
And Jack said, "That's what I'd like to do."
Mm-hmm. And what did you say?
I said, "Go ahead. It's your horse."
Poor horse. Meeting adjourned.